I'm going to read John chapter 19 from verses 17 to 30. And he, bearing his cross, went out to a place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him, one on either side, and Jesus in the center. Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Then many of the Jews read this title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Therefore the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, do not write, the King of the Jews, but he said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to each soldier a part, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was without seam, woven from the top in one piece. They said therefore among themselves, let us not tear it, but cast lots of it. Whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which says, they divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Therefore the soldiers did these things. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple who he loved standing by, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, behold your mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were not accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Father God, we give you thanks, Lord, for giving your son Jesus to save us. Lord Jesus, thank you for giving your life in love for us, Lord. Now we pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit, Lord, prepare our hearts, Lord, to receive your word. We ask your Holy Spirit, anoint Pastor Cola to share your word, Lord. Give us open hearts to receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, church. Please let me tell somebody by your side, good morning. It's always a great time for us to gather like this together for Good Friday. Since I've been in this community, we've been doing this for so many years, and I look forward to it every time. And as we have come today, I trust that the Lord again will meet with us in Jesus' name. Shall we pray? Eternal Father, we want to say thank you again this morning. Lord, we are grateful because you have been faithful to us. Thank you above all for the cross. Thank you for going all the way to take our place in shame. Thank you for the agony you bore on the cross of Calvary that we might be set free. Lord, we thank you for life that you have given us, the life that can only be found in you. So, Lord, as we have come again this morning to renew faith, to rekindle hope with what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross, I pray, Holy Spirit of God, that the death of Jesus on the cross of Calvary will become a reality in each life. And will we walk and journey the path that the Lord has carved for us to eternity. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. No matter how you have been doing this, I'm sure I speak to the pastors, you are never prepared enough. You always feel, did you really pray enough? Did you look at your note again, over and over again? But it is only the power of the Holy Spirit that can help us. John chapter 19, I will just read 17 to 18 from where we took our text from. The Bible says, and he bearing his cross went to the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew, Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two others with him, one on either side, and Jesus in the center. Luke in chapter 23, verse 42 to 43. Luke chapter 23, verse 42 to 43. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. We want to look this morning at the cross and its power. The cross and its power. You know, Good Friday brings us to a place where we would rather not go, yet a place where we ought not to live. And you may be wondering, why should we not leave, you know, the cross? And we are talking at the foot of the cross. Good Friday brings us to the place of the cross. It brings us to that remembrance and the sacrifice that the Lord Jesus Christ paid on the cross of Calvary. But there on a hill called Calvary, you know, the Son of Man hangs between heaven and earth. He was crowned not with gold, but with thorns. He wasn't applauded by men with praise, but with shame. Because the Bible says, cursed is everyone that is hung on the tree. And there stood by his side a man also on the cross, paying for the sin that he committed, the consequences of what he went through in his lifetime. And that man came to Jesus. He did not ask Jesus to relieve him of the cross. He didn't ask Jesus for a miracle. He didn't ask Jesus, you know, for the pain that he was bearing at that time to be relieved. But he asked for one thing. He asked for mercy. And I'm sure many of us, just like that tree hung on the, like thief hung on the tree, we'll be identified with him because, yes, we may not be thieves, but there are things that we have done that we are ashamed of. But all he came to Jesus was for mercy. And that was a single prayer that has weight in eternity. I don't know if you have read your Bible over and over. Because that prayer was desperate. That prayer was heartfelt prayer. But above all, that prayer was full of faith. Faith in the Holy One that can save. And Jesus, in response to that man, he said, today you will be with me in paradise. A single thing that the Lord is telling as many as are also asking him for mercy, the same response, that you can also reign with him in paradise. So on Good Friday, we are reminded that the cross is not only the place of suffering, but it's the place of redemption. The cross is not only a place of sorrow, but a place of restoration. And God wants to still restore men. God still wants to reconcile men. As many as are yet to know him, he wants to bring them to his love. But there is a question that the Holy Spirit, you know, please prop up in my heart as I was preparing for this and praying about it. And the question is for me to ask each and every one of us, have you been to the cross? And when I'm talking about the cross, this is a cross. Every one of us can go there. But I'm not talking about the physical cross. But we are talking about the spiritual cross. And the question is, have you been to the cross? And if you agree, yes, I've been to the cross. Another question. Have you been there lately? Because many people go to the cross, like on a Good Friday like this, we remember the sacrifice that the Lord Jesus Christ paid on the cross of Calvary, and we leave it there. We go to the cross once in a week on a Sunday. When we go to church, we remember because we sing about Jesus. But the Lord is asking us again this morning, have you been to the cross lately? Have you been to the place of constant renewal? Have you been to the place where you drink from the wealth of his wisdom? Have you been to a place, the cross, the foot of the cross, where your spirit is alive at every given time? Because the place of the cross, it can never be overemphasized. You know, the power of the cross, as old as it is, it has never lost its power. And it will never lose its potency. But God is inviting us for us not to let it be only on a Good Friday, but on a daily basis to return back to the place of the cross. I know when you visit a scene of an event, maybe there are things that have happened to people in life. Maybe you are involved in an accident, and revisiting that site can trigger something in you. Maybe trauma. But for us as believers, when we come to the foot of the cross, it triggers and it reminds us of that great sacrifice, and it makes us to be sober. That great sacrifice that the Lord Jesus Christ paid for us on the cross of Calvary. So I want you to search your heart this morning and ask that question. Have I been to the cross? And if your answer is affirmative, ask again, have you been there lately? But we want to just consider briefly the power of the cross. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and in verse 18, the Bible says, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. It is the power of God. Number one thing I discover when we are talking about the power of the cross is that the cross, you know, reveals the love of God. The place of the cross, it reveals the essence and the love of God. Maybe you are still living in a world where you do not feel loved, where you think, well, everyone has rejected you, men are forsaking you. But coming to the place of the cross, you realize that the power of God is made new in his love. Because the Bible says in Isaiah in chapter 53 and verse 4 to 6, the Bible records that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement, you know, of us was placed on him. And by his stripes, it goes further that we are healed. The Lord brings healing to hurt in the place of love when you come to the foot of the cross. Acts in chapter 2, verse 23, the Bible says that Jesus was delivered by the determinant purpose and foreknowledge of the cross. The cross wasn't an accident. It wasn't. It was a predetermined plan of God from creation so that men may experience the love of God. Romans in chapter 5 and in verse 8, the Bible records, it said, God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us. At the cross, we see the depth of God's love. The love that no one else can give. The love that your parent cannot give you. The love that your wife, your husband cannot give. But at the cross, you experience this deeper love of God. What else, again, do we experience when we come to the cross? At the cross, our sins are forgiven. We know that is taken. Because the journey of faith begins at the cross. No one will ever go to the Father. You know, many of us, we want to go to heaven, but we don't want to die. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, you want to go to heaven, but you don't want to die. But we at one time, see go, because the Bible says it is appointed unto man to die once, and after that, judgment. But before we get there, going through the place of the cross is what we guarantee where we are going. And at the foot of the cross, it is where forgiveness is found. The cross is a place of pardon. The cross is where our sins are all on the Lord. You know, we sang a song, the choir just, you know, sang a song about, we can't imagine, we can't really understand the depth of agony that the Lord Jesus Christ bore on the road to Golgotha, going to Calvary, bearing our shame, bearing our pain, but all for us. The cross, we experience forgiveness. And maybe you are here this morning. You have not experienced that. The Lord is inviting you again to come to the foot of the cross because there is forgiveness in him. There is pardon in him. Luke in chapter 23 and verses 39 to 43. Just paraphrase. You know, when the Lord Jesus Christ said to that man on the cross of Calvary, on the cross beside him, that thief that was paying for his own sin, he said, today you will be with me in paradise. What a savior. What a grace. What love can a man show to another by pardoning sin, you know, with all that he has done. Ephesians in chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible says, in him we have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of sins. The forgiveness of sins. At the foot of the cross, sins are forgiven. Maybe you are still carrying loads that you are wondering, will God ever forgive me? Can I ever be relieved of this? I'm inviting you this morning that at the foot of the cross, there is pardon. Your sins will be wiped off and you will become a new person. And the Bible says, whomsoever the Son of Man has set free is free indeed. What else do we experience at the foot of the cross? At the cross, we find our identity. We live in a world that many people do not really know who they are. Many want to imitate others. They want to be like, you know, especially the young ones growing. And we see on social media, we see so many people that are popular. They want to be like them. They want to be like these. Many have lost themselves in the search of identity. But for us as believers, our identity is found in Christ. But you can only find that when you come to the Lord at the foot of the cross. The Bible says in Galatians in chapter 2 and in verse 20, Apostle Paul was declaring there, he said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. So if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. You are a new person. I tell people that what Christ did in my life, because I wasn't, you know, people see me as a very quiet person. Yes, I am, thank God. But I wasn't, I got involved in things in school that I'm ashamed of when I think of it now. But when I came to Christ, I realized that the old has totally been forgotten. I'm a new creature. I'm a new person. And I can boast because I found my identity in Christ. And so God is also telling you this morning, maybe you are still in search of your identity. You are still wondering, who am I? You are wondering, what can become of me? God is saying, your identity is in Christ. If you can just but accept him, a new life will be bestowed upon you. Bible says in Romans in chapter 6 and in verse 6, it talks about our whole self was crucified with him. So at the cross, we discover who we really are. We are no longer slaves to sin, but we are free to live a life that God has ordained for us. Praise the Lord. There are many that will have loved to add to this, but I trust that the second service, for our time's sake, I will continue. But let me just take one more before we go. What else do you find when you come to the cross? At the cross, healing flows. There is healing balm. Not only the physical healing, but healing of mind and soul. There are many people around that are going around, they are sick. Not only because we see them, they are frail. No, sick in the mind. I mean, if you hear in the news of atrocity that people commit. It's sick people that do all sorts of wicked things. But at the foot of the cross, God brings forth healing. And healing that, thank God for doctors, healing that doctors of the world cannot, you know, provide. The inner healing. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 53 and in verse 5, it says, by his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 24, it says, by whose stripes you were healed. And in John 19, verse 30, where we took our test from, the Lord Jesus Christ declared on the cross that it was finished. Was finished with sin, finished with every form of infirmity, finished with baggage that you might have been carrying, because God profiled healing at the cross. The cross is a place of healing. And I'm inviting you this morning. Are you heavy laden? Are your heart worried? Are you so downcast in your spirit? The Lord is saying, at the foot of the cross, you will find healing. But above all, this morning, I will just jump the gun. Above all, there is something that awaits us, because the cross is the beginning of the journey, and it did not end there. Today we are looking all so sober because we are remembering the death of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. But thank God we know the end of the story. We know that he didn't stay there. On the third day, the Bible recorded that he rose. And we also, because we have been crucified with him, we will also rise with him. But the question, again, I will leave with you. Have you been to the cross? And if you have been to the cross, have you been there lately? I want us to bow our hearts in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you again this morning for the grace given us to reflect on that sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. Thank you for your power that is at work. Thank you for what you alone is able to do at the foot of the cross. Father, we bring our baggages. We bring our pains. We bring our sorrow. We bring our resentment. We bring our complaints. We bring all to you today. And we ask in you, let us find healing, that your name alone will be praised. This we ask and pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' mighty name. And the church will say, amen.